Yeah, yeah. Friday. Looking at weather. Man, there's two storms down by Mexico. Where's it going? I was heading out. The other one going up. I'm gonna do the cat. The cat. Love me, was like, I love you too. Meh. That's what they do, man. Cat. Love me, pet me. Was like, I love you. Owner. Parent. Human parent. Meh. Oh god. Friday. Anyway. Something's coming up, so I might not be able to do podcasts. I'll try to fit it in somehow. It'll be different. It might not be a studio thing. It might be like me in the car, or traveling, or somewhere to do a quick podcast. I don't know yet. Have to see. It's work. It's gonna be hard work, I'm sure. But for me, it's like fun. I'll enjoy it. Even though I hate it, like, know what to experience. However, I do have to spend some extra money. I looked it up. The Fujifilm. Rumble. Put my camera up. What is there? Isopropyl. Alcohols and I was cleaning. I thought of something. The red I've been drinking, the labels. I'm like, I should remove a label and put it inside a notebook just so I can write down my notes like who I think tastes like, what I feel like. Is it a good thing? What's it good for? Do we buy a case? Put it in a basement somewhere? Or cellar somewhere? You know, it's like one of those things. It's like, man, should have done that years ago. Completely forgot. And again, dumbass. Just done that. Okay. Hey. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. So I looked up the reviews for the Fuji. Two S is not bad either, but this is the one I get APS-C. Don't get a full frame. Full frame is gonna catch up more light, so you have a better in a dark situation. You might have a better picture, but I heard things that were filthy. Film did with APS-C. They keep updating. Like, okay, yeah. And it has a car recognition thing, which is, So I did Fujifilm X-H2 versus Sony. B7. Original was, I want to get A7 compact. Then I thought, well, if I'm going to film, maybe I should get a X3 for filming. Then it was like, no, start shooting a Fujifilm a lot. And I shot the videos. I'm actually kind of impressed by the quality. I'm like, hey, if I put this thing on a tripod and let the machine do its thing, I can take 120 megapixel images, still images. If nothing's moving, yeah. Kim, I think I'm gonna hear Kim decisions. Feel tracking, feel. Yeah, the little cows, baby cows, that's gonna track you. No, this is the place I went. That's a vehicle tracking, yeah. No. That's an eye track thing. Like, what your eye sees is gonna focus. Like, wait a second. I can use that. And viewfinder, bigger viewfinder. Better battery life than the A7IV. They compare it to A7IV. The prices. $2,000. It was like $1,500 less. The sensor is a bigger sensor. Better resolution, better everything. The only thing is APS-C instead of full frame. So the only reason get it and issues on this website, gyroscopic stabilization. Yes, Sony does very well with that. Lens breathing for portless. Okay, anti-dust shutter is closed, protected. Okay, yes, no, ISO, yes. Sony's better. Focus point, Sony's better, but I don't do that. I don't do the autos. I pick a center point and just like click, click. That's how I used to. Focus mapping. Sensor pixel. Okay. Common strength of both wireless connection, Bluetooth, image stabilization, LCD, everything is like plus, everything plus. Building flash, don't need it. It's definitely it's wider and shorter. I'm like, I mean, at the point when they're like 5 inches, 5x3, 5x4, like, yeah, they're all the same. Has a display, like a digital black and white. I guess it's a e-ink display. It shows you everything on top. Set on the screen. Actually, that's a level. Like, no, actually, that will work. Like, I might actually like it. Weight's about the same. Um, little thicker. No, Fuji. No, depends. The only thing I can think of, like, if I want to get a Sony, it's low lighting. But I shot it ready with my XE4 in low light. Yeah, it's not that bad. It's a little grainy. Yeah, okay. If I need to shoot something else, I can fall back to my Sony. Eventually, I'll get a Sony A7R. No, this is not A7R4. A7R4 is way better, of course. This is A7R4. R4 has a complete different thing. It shots 8K, so. Also. And, no, I can go to Canon, but I haven't shot Canon so long. I moved away from it. And I got all these lenses for Sony. And then now I got all the lenses for Fuji. Like, why would I go to Canon? I have to buy a whole new set of stuff. Nah. Street photography. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody likes this one, of course. I would too, but I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with Fuji because I never did. And the original. A7C. Comparison. A7C is full frame also but like smaller. It's like my Alpha 6500. It's like maybe I can do the. I don't know. Thank you. Now, compared to A7R, even the 5, the new one, or actually A7R3, but 4th fine. In comparison, it's. Excellent cooling fan. External cooling fan. That's a full cooling fan. That helps. Continuous shooting better. The electronic shutter is better. I heard. I'm like, okay. But I'm just looking at the vehicle tracking for the focus. It's like easy lock. Track racing cars and bikes. That's like Canon. Canon has that. So like, what is it? Did Fuji develop their own sensor, or did they borrow from Canon? Like, why would they, and this is biased, I think the, I don't know if it's biased or not, might be, I mean the public, we want Sony, because they make the Walkman, like, no, there's bigger sensor, 60 megapixel, I mean eventually I'll move to something like that, or even get the port, the natural, the medium format. move towards those. But this is good enough. I think. Do need one extra lens by 85mm. The other ones are weatherproof. I'm okay with those. They're fine. And people worry about that APS-C. Oh, you don't get the bokeh. Oh, wait till you get a really nice 85mm. 75, 85, 80 above lens, and you attach it to it, to camera. Then you can tell, like, wow, focus. I don't need to go. And tell people what to do. Do I? Yeah, I do. Let's see. Studio 2. My own website. You can see it. The poker. Some shot in Sony, the night shots or half Sony and half Fujifilm. The bokeh one, the Fuji. Looks great. I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, you got a low, however, shallow video. Some of these are pretty late. There's a video on there. Video not supported. Ah, okay, never mind. But so the videos are there. It's fine. I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, yeah, I would prefer Fuji to the H2. Let's make a H5, H4 with a full frame sensor. Let me get an 80 megapixel. I'll be like, oh yeah, yeah. I'll do that. Let's see. So I'm like doing comparison. So H2S is the little brother. The little brother. Little brother. Did you seen that? Anybody whoever watched this, my podcast, will listen to it. Have you seen the home run star crying? Strong bad. Little brother. Little brother. C4 is 26 megapixels. So it's same thing. I don't know. H2, they're limited. There are people buying them. A lot of them. A lot of people. Like, okay, I gotta move before they run out. You know? As they released last year. So hopefully they have enough. A7R, yeah, I mean, whatever. So, my thing is just do these comparisons and stuff. Like, no, I think I'll try Fuji. Maybe one day I get sponsored and make it free stuff. No, I don't think so. I'll buy it. Would be nice. I don't think they do, because they're like Sony. Sony is free. Like, you have to buy it. Oh, we'll give you like a gift card or something, maybe like $100. You have to spend the rest $4,000. Sony's cool. I mean, yeah, they do sponsor some professionals. That's the only thing, of course. But for a small person like me, unknown. Yeah. So I got this thing, this play count to work on Wednesday. Finally got it. So I don't know if you can tell different. I don't know if the screen shows, but calibrate. Yeah, it changed the LUT lookup table. Now, could it doesn't go back. Crap. Yeah, usually can change the settings. Yeah, I guess you guys can't see it. Only I can see the color change. It's better. Now to take out HDR on this stuff, and looks great. Okay, what else is there around the world? Donna decided to come back. You gotta listen to the advice from this guy. We passed that. You say, well, it's this SEC, whatever, blah, 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 some craziness that pushed Solana all the way down. It's like, that was a good time to buy. Those the guys, when they say it, like, yeah. So if you bought it when it's down, say it was like 15 something, 16, make something back. And they got a support from Mr. Ether, right? Great. I think that's Vitalik Buterin. Is that his name? I'm terrible with names. So if I murdered your name, Vitalik, sorry. I cannot speak. I don't know. I got this weird accent. Yeah, I got some weird accent. Well, hey, you have friends from overseas. Not only Asians. Not only Americans. You got Scottish, English, German, Italian. Lots of Spanish people. You're gonna start talking weird. Then you watch the TV. All these people have accents. Then you start picking up their accent. So you're like accent over accent. Then everybody's just wondering, like, who are you? Who are you? What are you? I am me. Got that? So what does it sound like? I don't know. I don't know what it sounds like. I don't even know that. No. It's a New York, New Jersey, Brooklyn, like Jersey, Brooklyn. I don't know. Opportunity to join legal battle. So there are people are going to join up and sue. And here we go. Reddit. Vitalik says, being an absolute chat, we're not fighting one each other. We're fighting a legal legacy centralized system.
Yeah.
It is legacy. And they're dying. You know they die. I mean, I don't want to look at what the Treasury note looks like today. I'm just like, oh God, I don't know. But I know, you know this. Dollar is like 40 cents, 45 cents. It's not the same. Like, when do you get off? Like, 1 year, like, decade paying, say, a full tank of gas, $20. Like, that's what happened when we're done. California was still 40, 30, 40. But over here, like, $20. Man, drive anywhere. Yeah. That, then COVID started, and then all of a sudden, oh, $40. Where did I get the, what? $40. Kidding me? People down here say, you kidding me? You know, take a little nutty down here. Amazing. Supreme Court strikes down student loan BB. You gotta pay it off. Hey, I paid it off. Yeah, I got some loans. I didn't get student loans, but I got loans that's similar to student loans. Or laptop, and I paid it off over time. That's what you're supposed to do. Find a way to make money instead of, God, I'm just going to school, chill out and party. And find something, find a direction, and it's like, just follow it. If you need to quit school, just quit school. Go find that thing you want to do. Because majority of people that I know of went to college, they come out like, they wound up doing something else. So he was like, what did you go to school for? That's not what you want to do. It's like, yeah. I know, even older generation, like, yeah, I know, parents told us if you're not an engineer or that you become like artists and stuff, like, you're going to be poor and hungry. It's kind of true, certain way, but if you do commercial arts, the time I went into commercial arts, it was perfect because computer graphics came in. At the same time, and I mastered it. Then went on doing things here and there, made a few bucks, lost a few bucks, but still, like, make it out okay. I can do the videos, I can do the photos, and this is an opportunity that one just came up. Like I said in the beginning of this podcast, I might not be able to do the podcast. If that thing happens, I gotta drive around and do a photography work. So, photography and video work. So it's like, that's why I'm looking at the camera and comparing for decision making. Willing to try Fuji. Because seems like there are a lot of people like, oh, I love this. I like it too. you know, like the grain, I don't know what it is that they're processing. Made me feel like, oh, remember this old school film cameras? That's what it made me feel like. And I really like those. Everybody's doing the high density, it's beautiful, colors perfect. There's no grain, everything is smooth, but like, I want that little grain. I want a little bleach, not bleach pads, but I just want a little bit like chrome. Like old chrome film look. And I don't want to go to lookup table or LUT or like a filter thing. I want to be like, when I shoot it, that's what it looks like. I want that. So that's that. No, actually I need to get an Apple. Need to get a laptop. Actually, what am I saying? That's what I want. 2020 Apple Mac, M1 chip. 8 gig is fine. I'm doing photos anyway, just quick look to make sure everything's okay, and a quick post if I need to. I don't need to go in depth, mainly for images. $809, renewed, excellent edition. Hard disk drive, there's a 256 gig. I would say go 512, even 1 terabyte if you can, but 512 is fine because some of the software need extra space. And you can appoint space if you attach a hard drive to. I think I want these at 4 terabyte on a Rumble, you see it kind of like on the Tango, but no, I can't. Cable's not long enough, but it's a USB 3.2 with a 4 terabyte SSD. It's waterproof. The case is bullet case, $10. I don't know. It's like waterproof. Hey, nice. Shockproof, waterproof. Yeah. So get one of those, and you know, Lightroom's like, when I Photoshop, I want to use this hard drive as extra space for rendering and stuff. That's fine. USB 3.2 is fast enough for it. Might have to wait a little bit, but I cannot use my old MacBook because it's a browser machine now. I can barely do things on it. So slow. I mean, seriously, coming from my own home-built Intel machine, that thing is super slow. Even with the AMD machine, which is not on right now. Just the difference. Wow. Could get an iPad, but then you have to, whether you got to plug it in, doesn't work, so I have to get a MacBook. If I'll go the first time without anything, first couple times, if those guys like me, okay, we want you to go do more, then I'll be like, okay, I'm getting that. So be work, hopefully. I don't know. Maybe not. Doesn't matter. I'm just going to keep going because tomorrow, instead of next week, because next week's July 4th week, people might be out. So, the provision coffee in kitchen. I'm going to do the car thing this week. I got it. Okay. All right. I'm going to finish out all my videos. The stuff. I actually upload a few already. They're in my Instagram account, but they're also here. I did shorts of these, a couple of them I have to look back and fix. Let's see what happens. Okay, this is Gucci film. And it was dark. Probably you see it. The sun's start going down already. I mean, it's already pretty much down. Still got some blue skies, and so the ISO is like a little higher. It's fine. I can't see anything like, yeah. It's fine. It's good. Some of the pictures did get a little grainy, but like, no, I'm okay with that. Instead of graining, I didn't go and reduce it in Lightroom, which you can do. I'm like, I don't need that. So, that's that. Hopefully works out. I'll be happy. I'll take some of my earnings. I'm gonna donate to 43 Institute. If they give me a shirt, fine. They give me swag, man. Like, I don't care. It's 43. All my friends know 43. It's not even about, it's not about money, it's not about the things, it's not about racing, it's not about rallies, it's about it. Everything, and how you connected to 43, and we talk about it. 43 shows up. Did it show up yet? No, not yet. But the 43 number shows up, but this show up on there on my popping thing. Let me see. Whoa. The popping is popping. This showed up. Well, now it's 39. It was like 38 minutes and 43 seconds when I said that. So, 43. Like, I cannot explain. I still want to do the documentary. It's going to take some time. I got to get all the guys together. I have to get all the people together. Including the ones, some of them don't have to just like, why did you baby do that? Just angry. Oh, it's you. Oh, crap. Wait. Soul Reader is a pair of e-ink. They make e-ink glass? No. Why? So it's a 3D glass. But so the words pop out. What do you need that for? I mean, I guess instructions. I'm all on crate. Then I'm looking at it. Like, do we need this? We need a collar one. And eventually, it would be like this for your glass. Hopefully. But who knows? Anything else? Anything else? Where are we? SF90XX. Let's try that on. And Spider. Okay. I cannot buy one of those. Maybe one. No, I can't. Again, I'm a JDM guy. I want my MX5. I'll learn from it and I'll build it for a weekend. Sports car. Do like MX5 club race. Really. Let's just have fun. You know, our little go kart. Little kai kart. I'd like to get a kai kart race. Like one of those flatbeds. We need flatbeds. Oh, race one of those. Yeah, we go fast. It's like top speed is like 60, 80 maybe. They're fun though. I don't know what else is there. But Friday, I think this is it. I'm gonna wait till like 43. Then I'm gonna quit. End this podcast at 43 for Poppy. For Rumble one. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe soon. La 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 la. Oh. Okay. Should I do 43-43? Maybe I should do 43-43. Oh, wait. Just listen to music. I don't know. I'm going to stop talking. Well, maybe I won't. I don't know. Your post? I'm not going there today. I'm not going anywhere today. I'm gonna go out and get food. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go to any website. Stay away from. Okay, come on. 43-43. Come on, 43-43. Almost there. Ah. 38, 39, 40, 41, 42. Ciao.